The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God, have faith also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If there were not, would I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you also may be. Where I am going, you know the way." Thomas said to him, "Master, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, then you will also know my Father. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Philip said to him, "Master, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you for so long a time, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own. The Father who dwells in me is doing his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or else believe because of the works themselves. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do and will do greater ones than these, because I am going to the Father." The Gospel of the Lord. For $20 and the win, what important ministry was initiated in the first reading, the Acts of the Apostles? Well, this is just great. What is it?
The priesthood.
No, not the priesthood. That's already been initiated. The diaconate, deacons. Deacons. Oh, you did say deacons. Anybody got $20? You'll have to collect from somebody else here, okay? Maybe even a bonus. Deacons, yeah, deacons. So we have the appearance, the initiation of the ministry of deacons. The Greek-speaking Christians felt that their widows were not being treated properly as were the Hebrew widows. And so the apostles said, we need a group of people to take care of them. And so they initiated the diaconate. They chose seven men, and they were ordained. The apostles laid hands on them. And so here we have the beginning of the diaconate, and we have two deacons here in our parish. Most parishes have at least one deacon. So we're talking here about a particular service that this group of men were ordained to do. And why? Because the apostles said, we don't have the time to make sure that everybody gets what they need. Therefore, we answer that need by setting up this diaconate. And deacon means service. And so we're talking about men who are called to serve the people. And it's interesting, this is how things happen in the church. Ministries grow. Somebody identifies a need. And so they have to say, how are we going to fulfill that need? How are we going to make sure that it's taken care of? And so the apostles said, let's get a group of people who specifically are going to focus on taking care of this need. And I've spoken about the charisms of the Holy Spirit. Well, clearly in this one, the need of the people to serve the widows called forth people who had the, let's say, the gift or the charism of administration. That's what the deacons were basically doing. They were administering the gifts of the church, the possessions, the donations, so to make sure that everybody had what they needed. So we have the Holy Spirit giving people what they needed in order to serve the community. And it's even true today that we also benefit from the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And what we're supposed to be doing is looking around, seeing what the needs are, both in our community and in our wider community of Rush Henrietta, and say, what are the needs there, and how can we take care of them? And then someone or a group of people say, hey, we can do this. And so they take the gifts that they've been given, let's say, maybe it's administration, maybe it's hospitality, but then they develop that ministry and use it to serve other people. So that's really how the charisms of the Holy Spirit work. There's a need that's presented to the community. The community says, how are we going to fulfill this need? And then out of it comes a ministry. So when you think of that, you think of all the people, the tens of thousands of people in our parish boundaries. Do we know what their needs are? Do we know what our gifts are that can answer those needs? Okay, the apostles, their particular gifts were clearly teaching and preaching. And so they said, we want to focus on that, teaching and preaching. So we don't have time to administer the church. So there's another group of people that come along. So that we're the same way. We're that same group of people. We're supposed to be constantly asking ourselves, what's the need? How have I identified my particular charisms or gifts from the Holy Spirit? And how am I gathering other people and saying, let's answer that need? You know, it's really that simple. The problem is, of course, we have a structure of parish life that is stuck in many ways. You know, we've had this committee for 78 years, and the people who run it are 98. And, you know, it's and that's not a bad thing. But in terms of what's new, what needs to happen, what needs to emerge from the community, we're not thinking that way. And so we should even be thinking, children got gifts of the Holy Spirit. What might those gifts be? And how might they add those gifts to the whole community? So it's not just adults. It's not just people who have been doing ministry. It's every single one of us. We have gifts. We have charisms from the Holy Spirit, and we need to identify them and then use them to take care of these needs. Okay, so that's why the church exists, to do that. And in doing that, what's going to happen? People are going to say, why are you doing that? Well, the Lord has indicated to us that this is a need that needs to be answered, and therefore we're going to answer it. And then people say, oh, wow, you know, maybe I have a gift too, and how might I use my gift along with your gifts to make the kingdom of God grow in our midst? And that's what's happening in the Acts of the Apostles. It says it. The community was growing. Why? Because people saw vitality. They saw people stepping forward and answering these needs. They saw people selling their property and giving the wealth to the deacons, in this case, so that they could serve the people. Now, you know, we were so far away from that model, let's say, of parish life. Really, that's what it was. But we need to renew our understanding of parish life and of us as individuals, all of whom are gifted, all of whom are gifted in order to serve the people of God. So next week, I expect a report from each of you, 5 pages. Now, I will grade them, so be careful. But, you know, so we have to stop thinking, okay, we let the staff do it, or we let this committee do it. Well, that's not how it worked in the early church. Somebody said, hey, just like the Greek-speaking Christians, hey, something's not right here. We need this addressed. And then the leaders came in, okay, on your behalf. And what did they do? They called all the people together. Okay, all the people, not just a few people, all the people said, how are we going to deal with this? And as a result, we have the ministry of diaconate. And again, we have Deacon Bob, Deacon Mike here. So we have two deacons who kind of trace their roots right back to the New Testament at the beginning of the church. But we're all called to serve in some way. So the question is how. Now, we go to the gospel today, and I just said this a couple of weeks ago. Jesus says to Philip, believe in me, or believe that you see the Father, because I'm telling you, you see the Father when you see me. Or if not that, believe because of the works that I do. So he's saying, look at what I've been doing. Look at the miracles. Look at the multiplication of loaves and fish. Look at the people raised from the dead. If that doesn't get your attention, so you're asking, hey, what's this all about? Then I don't think anything will. And it's the same today, too. Jesus worked miracles not to say, look at me, how grand I am, but he was serving the needs of people. He healed people. He fed people. And as you recall, he sent out 12 apostles, two by two, to do the same thing. He sent out 72 disciples, two by two, to do the same thing. And here we are in 2023. He's saying to us, go out two by two and do what I did. Feed the hungry, multiply food if necessary, heal people, raise people from the dead. And that's exactly what Jesus said in the gospel today. He said, you will do the things that I have done. He didn't say, you know, you're really not very good. You're not going to amount to much, but do the best you can. He said, no, no, no. If you believe, you will do the things that I've been doing. And then what did he add? And greater things, $20. And greater things. Did you hear that? Jesus is not limiting what we can do according to what he did, but he's saying, hey, because I'm going to the Father, I'm sending you the Holy Spirit who will empower you to do the things I have done and greater things. Okay? I mean, who could make this up? You know, here, this is God. And he's speaking to us today through these scriptures. This is the voice of God. But do we hear it? Do we take it in? Or do we say, oh, that was interesting, Father Mike. We're going to breakfast now down the road, you know? Now, that would be fine if, let's say, a group of you got together and said, okay, how are we going to live this? Who wants to go out and take a look at the needs? Do an assessment. Talk to a few people. Maybe in the restaurant, go up to them and say, hey, we're from this church. We're just wondering, what kind of needs do you have? What challenges, what struggles do you have? And then bring that information back to the community and say, hey, we have found this out. So now how are we going to take care of those needs? I don't know how else it can happen unless we do something like that, so that as individuals, we're seeing face-to-face the people God wants us to serve, and then take Jesus at his word and say, we can do the things he did and greater things. Okay? Now, is this kind of deer in headlights or something? You know, it's astounding information, isn't it? I mean, it's what we believe. It's really is amazing stuff because God's saying it. I'm not saying it. God's saying it and saying we have the power of the Holy Spirit. In a few weeks, we'll be celebrating the Feast of Pentecost, the descent of the Holy Spirit. But do we really believe? Do we really believe? And how are we going to step out in faith? How are we going to grab a couple other parishioners and just do a little praying and saying, you know, I think I may have this gift. And, you know, I was talking with a couple people and they both came up with the same issues, same struggles. How might we as a community reach out to them and serve them? And believe me, if we do great works like Jesus did, and he says we can do them, do you think people are going to say, oh, that's interesting, I'll see you later? No, they're going to want to come here and find out, how do we get in on the good stuff? How do we get the power of the Holy Spirit? How do we become a part of God's kingdom? That's what will happen, because that kind of news gets out. Maybe in a small way, but eventually gets out there and people want to know more about it. So every one of us is like those seven deacons, you know, just ordinary men who were doing their their thing, and then the apostles tapped them and said, look, we have this need. We want you to come forward and serve them. They had the right gifts to serve the people, and so we have the institution of the diaconate. And the same thing today, the ministries that we are called to, we have to find out what they are. We have to find out what our gifts are. We have to find out what the needs of our community are so that we can serve them. So that's the part of the good news and the challenge God gives us, our vocation, our challenge, our commission to go forth and through the many gifts that we have, proclaim the gospel message. So what are your gifts? What needs do you know about in our community? What do we need to do to develop ways of reaching out to people so that they will see Jesus in those works? They will see Jesus in our words. They will see Jesus in this community and want to become a part of our community. So as you go forth again, as always, you know, think about that. What do you need in order to move forward? What kind of information, exploration, discernment do you need to find out what your gifts are? What do you know about our community? What are the needs of our community? How might we answer them? And then little by little address those needs, and then we're going to find out that we really do have power, infinite power, because it comes from God Himself. So you and I are just like those original deacons. We're called to serve the needs of our community. And how are we going to do that? How are we going to do what Jesus did in greater things so that other people will see those good deeds, those good works, and come to believe in Jesus?